You are listening to something. An object, a story, a piece of media. We are pleased that you are listening to it. It is important that you continue to listen to it until the very end. Endings come very quickly. This object that you are listening to is brought to you by many things. One of those things is Atom Tickets. It is an app that lets you buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and skip the lines at the theater. It is available to download on iPhone or Android. It is spelled A-T-O-M. I will talk to you about more things after Dan goes to sleep. Now, to begin.
You were instructed to wait. I'm currently empty. This is not optimal.
Oh, forget about optimal. This is so delicate and beautiful, and when the moment is pure, you have to, and they'll feel you soon.
You will require the body. I will fetch the body.
Yes, yes, of course. Bring him here. On the table, right next to the new flesh. And don't forget to tie him up.
I understand.
How exciting. Now, fetch my tools, quickly. Quickly, this is all so time-sensitive. Perfect. So orderly. We have all of them. We have this one. And this one. Oh, and this one is so much fun. Ah, you've joined us. Thank you for joining us.
I have to say, I don't appreciate much being called away from dinner. Catherine makes a mean casserole.
How's the connection?
Connection's fine. The whole loaned body thing takes some getting used to, but hey, gotta break a couple eggs. Now, I realize that our current situation makes the whole timetable issue a bit difficult. But hey, those ETAs are there for a reason, right?
But the new flesh is alive now. I made so many deals and bargains for it to be alive. Had to reserve space in it. And it's so delicate, so beautiful and delicate and...
All right, no need to shut the barn door. The cuckoo's already flown the coop.
I need your approval. Company policy?
All righty then. Better get started.
He has to be awake.
Well, heck. Won't be too much fun for him. He needs to be usable afterwards.
Oh, it will be incredibly painful. That's the point. It makes the story the device is telling louder. He'll be sentient afterwards. Probably.
Hey, remember, this isn't just a person. This is a, well, it's a representation of a lot of resources and work hours. There was the whole tracking him down, getting him across the portal. Well, if he's awake, you're certain he's not going to become something like you.
Oh, nothing is ever certain with these things. But it is likely that he will become very useful. And if we do want it to work, he needs to be conscious.
He is a trooper. All right, wake him up.
No.
Oh. You didn't need to slap.
I didn't see you hearing it. Where am I?
Hey there, little buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. No, I escaped.
Oh, shh, shh, shh. Now, I'd really like to have a conversation like adults. All right? But we can only do that if...
Who are you? Why do you sound like Davenport? Where am I? What are you doing to me?
I guess we're going to have to gag you, compadre.
No!
I understand that this is a really difficult experience, Dan. I really do. But we've got to come to an understanding, all right? If I take this gag off, do you promise to calm down? Good. See, you were always so agreeable. That's what made and what makes you such a valuable employee.
How did you find me?
Oh, just some gumption and know-how. Lots of smart people putting their noggins together. With your past performance, really great job, by the way, we wanted to keep you around. And well, the contract you signed does give us the option to renew your term, so here we are. You excited about your promotion? You should be. You're gonna do some really interesting work.
What's gonna happen to me?
Daniel Powell, you are going to be exposed to a lot of new ideas and a whole heck of a lot of kind of confusing entities and fronts. So it's important to keep one thing straight. You're going to map the city.
It has to happen now. Its story will not wait around for a corporate pep talk.
Fine. Do whatever you're gonna do. I have to be around for all this?
You don't want to watch? It'll be so interesting and beautiful and transformative.
I'll take a pass on that. All right, Dan. Good luck, little buddy.
Why did that thing scream? What's going to happen to me? Please, whatever this is, you don't have to do it.
Oh, but this will be good for you. You're welcome. And don't worry, you're going to become something beautiful and dangerous and new. Your body will have so much new territory.
Oh, no. No.
I really am sorry about the pain. Now, for the important part.
No!
Mm-hmm. All right,
no!
Just a little more.
Ah!
A little further.
Fuck! Stop!
Just
no! Please!
Yes, exactly. Right.
Please.
Right.
Stop!
Just give a little push.
Oh, God!
If we just adjust the freak.
No!
And no, and his body is rejecting it. He will perish, and what can I do, and what exactly is wrong? Oh, a tape! Yes, and this will be just the thing for your body to accept.
This thing wasn't... Yeah, oh, all right, there it is. Yeah, it's 7:12 at night, and I'm talking to Alexa Kesslin in her apartment.
That's not how you're supposed to do it.
Hmm?
You're supposed to use military time, she told me. That would make it 1912.
Whatever, it's not important.
It was important to her.
Okay. 1912. Happy now?
Sure.
Like I said, this is just a formality. We just want to clear some things up with our records.
Sure. You're still looking for her, aren't you?
We're assisting the police in whatever way we can. Now, how'd you describe your relationship to Melody Pendris?
We're partners. It'll be 6 years this August.
Well, would have been 6 years. Sorry. Gallows humor. Comes with the job. And when was the last time you saw Melody Pendris?
September 9th. I got up, kissed her, and said goodbye. And yes, she did seem slightly stressed and overwhelmed, and no, I'm not sure exactly what the cause was, but yes, if I had to guess, it probably had something to do with that apartment building.
Hmm. So what was your relationship like? Any trouble in paradise? Any reason she might have just said, enough with the drama, let's get my ass out of the city and leave my, you know, all alone?
No, she wouldn't have done that.
You sure? Girlfriends can be flighty, right? You and I both know that. They get an idea in their heads and then it's, I don't love you anymore and I'm going to move to San Francisco. Flighty. You know what I'm saying.
What exactly is your job title? For the Urban Preservation and Development Department, where Melody worked?
Oh, sweetie. I'm an office manager.
Because I checked. I researched. There are agencies that sound like it, but none with the exact name. Weird, right?
Crazy.
And the Visser apartment building? It doesn't exist. Not in any official records. The clerks were quite insistent on that, even when I gave them what I thought was Melody's ID number.
Spooky. Maybe you should have researched that a little bit more before going to the cops? Because, at least to me, you sound a little hysterical.
I sound hysterical, Mr. Office Manager?
Yep. So hysterical, I'd probably reconsider ever talking to the police again. You see, the police don't really take hysterical people that seriously, and you're not exactly an upstanding member of society. At least, that's how the police would see it. Might want to think twice about telling anybody at all about Melody. 5 years is long enough for an experimental phase.
Gotta ask, why are you recording this?
Company policy.
I've been waiting for you, you know?
What?
I didn't think I could do this, but... I dream about her.
No.
Shh. I dream that she's in a frightening, unknowable place, but she's safe somehow. She made herself safe and powerful. And she talks to me. She tells me that there are so many things in this place. So many, not monsters exactly, but concepts. Giants. They can't exactly be understood by us. Visser was one of them, but there are more. And they do not have an agenda. She wants to take me there.
I think...
Chad, have you ever loved someone so much that you'll do anything for them? That you'll do whatever it takes to be with them? No? Then I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I really genuinely didn't think I could do this.
Shit. Why the hell are you humming? You sound like Tim. Why do you sound like Tim? Fuck! Stop that! Stop that, you fuck!
A bargain was struck. And I come to fulfill the terms.
Oh my God, those wings!
Assembled from what was available.
I didn't think...
I am required to offer you a choice. You may come with me or you may stay. I am required to tell you that if you come with me, you will never return to the life you now know.
But Melody will be there.
Yes. And I am required to tell you that this place holds both beauty and danger. A place of shifting leviathans who do not follow your laws. Most are uninterested in humans, but some are. Some curate, some sing, and some deliver messages. Deliver messages and broadcast messages. It is a dangerous place, and dangerous people are interested in it. I am wearing the body of one of them, but there are more, with so many different reasons. I am required to make sure you understand this.
But Melody will be there.
Yes.
Then it isn't really a choice, is it? Come on. Can't wait to meet the new neighbors.
The choice is made. Hold on to my form.
You're finally... Wake up!
Oh, God.
How are you feeling? Can you move? You can move, can't you? Please tell me you can move.
I...
You can move. It worked. No. Lie down. Rest for a bit. And now, would you like to see what you've become?
What did you do to me?
I'll show you. It was so much work. Fun work, but work. Now, mirrors aren't exactly allowed in the outpost. Terrible superstition. Mirrors are fine. Anyway, I snuck one in. It'll be our little secret. All right? Here. Take a look. So, what you think?
It's inside me.
and outside you. I removed a fair amount of flesh and precious body parts.
Why?
You don't like it?
No, no. God, half my chest is this the thing?
And your left arm, and bits of your leg. Oh, there. You know, I spent a great deal of effort to make sure your old body wouldn't reject your apotheosis. Some gratitude would be... Oh, do you remember the tape your body played? It was quite important. I'm not usually allowed to hear the tapes, but special circumstances.
Yes. They're here, aren't they? Melody and her partner, whatever, wherever it is you've taken me.
Oh, maybe. I really wouldn't know. You should ask someone else that. Before you do, though, you should remove the tape from inside your body.
It won't... It won't... Just... How do I get it out of me?
Oh dear. You've been trying to remove the master tape. That is most certainly not good. The master tape is always recording. It has to, or, well... I've attached it near your heart for symbolic reasons.
I'm being recorded. I'm being recorded. Of course I am.
Oh, I get the joke. It's a very funny joke, Dan.
Hilarious.
Now, the secondary recorder is located a bit lower down, near the... you see the... Just tug at the flesh button and it will all work out. And there are so many interesting and wonderful and new things in your body, so much work to acquire the materials, so many bargains, so much new territory. What an exciting opportunity you have.
This is permanent.
Yes, most likely. At least I couldn't excise it without killing you, and I can't imagine anyone else who could. This particular field is difficult work with a high turnover rate. Oh, but did you enjoy the tape? Davenport said you would, from the description at least.
I want to talk to Davenport.
Oh, I don't think he's here right now. And besides, you shouldn't get up. You've had a very exciting operation.
Listen. What's your name?
Oh, I forgot that a long time ago. Less dangerous that way.
Well, what should I call you?
Please don't. Names are so very important and powerful and frightening.
You remind me of someone.
I have one of those voices.
Okay. I don't care where Davenport is. I need to see him.
I don't think he'd appreciate being disturbed again. It's a bit rude.
Well, what is he gonna do? Cut me open and stick a goddamn boombox inside of me?
A boombox? Like the 90s. Come on, follow me. See? You shouldn't move.
Let's go.
Exciting, isn't it? So enormous and cold and empty.
What is this place?
You can answer that question in so many different ways. It's an outpost. Oh, but Davenport might want to tell you this. Come on. The place seems bigger than it is. It's the architecture that does it, brutalist. It leans in on you. I'd love to talk with the people that built it. I was planning on giving you a tour after you had rested for a few days. You're a very bad patient, you know that?
You don't exactly have the best bedside manner.
Bedside manner. I like this determined Dan. He's all take charge and take no prisoners. Perhaps a side effect of the operation? It's so interesting to see how you react. You know, this is the first meld I've performed on a full human. There were always rats.
Can we take a break? It's difficult to walk.
Oh, just a bit more. Come on. Oh, it's doing it again. In the office we go. Oh, and don't touch the blinds.
Are they all right? What's wrong with them?
Things on the fritz again. Just needs a...
Stop that. Don't hit them.
Just one more. See? Needed a good whack. These things are complicated.
Approximately how long was I malfunctioning?
No idea.
I will make a note of it.
Okay. Who are you? I thought you were taking me to Davenport.
Oh, was this not clear?
I am Soot. Sometimes I am both Mr. Davenport and Soot.
So, when Davenport sounded...
Soot's a conduit. An empty body that can be filled up. I'm very proud of it. My finest creation. Until you. They didn't think I could do it, but it works. It really works.
I frequently malfunction.
Don't be rude. Dan wants to talk to Davenport, Soot.
Davenport is not scheduled.
I need to talk to him, now.
Davenport is not scheduled.
It's like talking to a paper bag. Dan, spit into my hand.
What?
Or you could bleed, or perform other actions. I just need some bodily fluid to put on Soot's face.
Are you all right with this, Soot?
I have no opinion.
Of course it's going to be all right. It's just a little fluid.
And this'll get Davenport? Where do you want it?
Oh, just hold out your hand. Davenport. 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 Davenport.
Don't do that again.
Just spit. And the fluids are important. Shows we... Ooh, that was fast.
This wasn't scheduled. If things aren't scheduled, then... Hey there, champ. Looks like you've gotten the habit of interrupting dinner. Italian chicken, so I'm not missing much. Dan? You there, buddy?
I want answers now.
All right there. I know this is all a bit confusing, and I understand how you feel. I really do. But you see, we've got this whole presentation all made up just for you, and...
I don't care. I want answers. I want them now, or I will rip this thing from my body, and I don't care what happens.
No, no, no. Please, Davenport, I worked so hard, created so much territory for you. He's so beautiful and interesting and new, and I want to hear his story.
Well, I've got to tell you, that would be breaking contract. All right, I guess you aren't exactly swayed by the contract. Gig economy generation, am I right? All right, we'll accelerate the timetable. Now, what do you want to know?
Where am I? Where's Melody? What the hell do you want me to do? And how do I get you to leave me the fuck alone?
All right, Dan. Keep those horses at bay. Now let's all take a deep breath and...
No, and no, and no, and no! Get that back in! He's destroying it, he's destroying himself!
I am not going to take your bullshit, Liam.
All right, Mr. Powell. Want to know where you are? You, roll down the window.
He's weak. He's so weak and fragile.
Do it.
Normal math, though, all right?
It shifts.
Your brain and soul and mind will get used to it.
You're in the city. It's a whole different universe. We studied it for a while now, but your little stunt in Archive 81 opened up something. An opportunity. We're on the ground floor of the first undiscovered continent in 500 years. The rules are different here, and you're going to help us figure them out.
Melody?
She's here. Not sure where, but, she's here.
And me?
You're good with weird shit. You've got a high tolerance. We can throw it at you, and it'll take a while for you to crack. We moved all our archives to this outpost, and you're going to use them to help map the city. As for your current appearance, we had to make sure you could record. It's important.
That's it? I could have, you know, used a recorder.
Oh, but your current form makes you more in tune with this place.
That's what the little thing said.
Fine. And when does this end?
Once our task is finished, we haven't figured out a way for people to leave the city, we can get employees there just fine. but leaving's entirely different.
So I'm stuck here.
Dan, you, this company, we're going to explore the city. We're going to find out its secrets, claim dominion over its territories, and we're going to find out how to bring you home. Once we do, we'll take out that pesky recorder and everything will be back to normal. You hear me, Dan?
I hear you. I'm recording you too.
Nice one, champ. Now, if you don't mind, I have a disappointing Italian chicken to get back to.
Are you okay?
I do not require assistance. Before our schedule was altered, the one over there was supposed to lead you on a tour of this outpost.
Dan is very tired, and he should be in bed, and I should be watching him and making sure nothing terrible happens to him.
I'm fine. You can show me around.
Oh, then all right. I'm sure you'll love the outpost. It's big and interesting. Follow me.
Goodbye. Do you want to be called something other than suit?
Goodbye.
Hurry up, hurry up. It's such a big place. And you should move quickly so I can make sure that your cartilage is fully synced up with the wires.
I'm fine. How'd they build this place? If no one can leave?
Built. It was like this when they found it. They were so shocked and afraid, and luckily they already had people... people like me.
There are more people like you.
People like us, Daniel Powell. People like us. Come on. Where to first? Oh, in here. Welcome to the cafeteria. Ba-da! Probably a bit too dramatic, but it's a big place. So much linoleum. So many ducts. Do you eat food, I mean?
I've been known to.
Oh, then you'll probably still need it. Most likely. Here are all the... food things. All in a pile. I asked Suit to organize them, but it said it wasn't its responsibility. MREs. Maris? MREs.
No peaches?
Do you want peaches?
No. No. I do not.
Follow. To your left are some bathrooms. I'm mostly certain that you'll still, how to put this delicately?
I get it.
Touch and go and touch for a few minutes there. A few rooms down is a storage closet with thousands of blankets. No reason why that's there, but if you ever need blankets. Oh, and watch out for the doors that open into walls. Fake doors. And there's a game room, but it only has a PlayStation 2. It's got the Jak and Daxter series, though. Isn't the city fun and exciting? Oh, and this is an important room for you. Come on. All of the archives. All of them!
This is... my...
your purpose! Your reason for being here. And look, there's a ladder with wheels! Whee! You try!
I'd prefer not to.
Alright. Just be sure you're alone when you're listening to a tape. They're just for you. Aren't you honored?
I think you may have been right. I should probably lie down.
Oh yes, bed rest is important. One more place to show you, though, the staging area. You should meet your colleagues.
Just... quickly.
Of course. Quickly. Follow! Now, these colleagues, they aren't like me and you and Suit, alright? They're... different.
What?
Oh, you'll find out. Come, follow me, past the wallpaper. Do you feel like the device is part of you yet? Like it's a part of your body, and you can't even remember a time when it wasn't inside you, and that's scary, but also exciting and special?
It itches.
That is unfortunate, and to be expected. Soon. Through here!
We are putting guns in different ways down, though. Tie it higher.
No, we don't even know what we're going to face out there.
That's exactly why we need guns. Will you tie it higher? It needs to be higher on my back.
Here he is, the map maker.
Hi. I'm Dan.
Why does he move
hell.
Like...
what?
See? I told you. Different. Not able to understand your new form.
Hey, you. I'm Lou. Nice to meet you.
Dan.
Clara.
Hey.
So you're the... mapmaker this thing's been telling us so much about. Gonna help us make sense of all this weirdness.
He's the mapmaker, all shiny and new.
I guess I am.
Got your work cut out for you, right, mate? Me and Clara were just prepping our gear, you know. Well, I was. Clara was nagging me about weight distribution and guns.
No, I was telling you that we shouldn't bring guns.
Come on. A Glock 9mm is barely a gun. We've got to bring something to keep us both safe from all the monsters and baddies outside.
See? Hey, mapmaker. You think a gun's gonna protect us from whatever's outside?
I don't know what's outside. But no. You can't assume everything plays by the same set of rules.
Mate, you shoot something and they die. Works and everything. Even freaky people like these two. No offense.
I'm...
Really? Hey, you. If Lou shot you, would you die?
Are you referring to me?
If you don't give me a name, you can't get pissy about it.
Oh, just clarifying. And maybe. There's a chance I might die. Or the person attempting to shoot me might re-experience the birth trauma and become shattered. A being cast into the wind, all flailing limbs and gnashing teeth. It depends on whether the scroll I sang was a forgery or not.
It's up to a scroll. Great. Want to take that chance, Lou? And who knows if bullets could even affect Videodrome over here.
Whatever.
Bullets would still kill me. I'm sure of that.
Really? Your body wouldn't, like, warp around them or something?
That would be so fun and exciting, and I should have done it, and perhaps I could have gotten more pieces from...
Yeah, mate, your body's kind of... You know.
I like your boxers, by the way. The hearts are a nice touch.
A shirt would affect the recording. And thank you. I tried to get underwear with little radios on them, but this was the best I could manage. There's...
Clara, Lou. It's been a rough couple of days. I'm sure I'll see you both through and figure out the map-making sides of things. But I don't think I'm really in a position to just...
What's going on?
Is he okay?
He's such a new person. He shouldn't have been out and about and talking to you. I'll get him back to his room.
We're not bringing guns, and that's final. Unless you're interested in re-experiencing the...
It's all right, Dan. Just go to sleep. Your body is still a young thing. I'll leave you, all right? I just want you to get better. Sleep. Sleep and have good dreams.
Shit.
No screams. Knife. None. None. Thank you. Apologize. You hear me?
Yes.
You are special. New. Cuckoo will hatch eventually. Not yet.
What? Who are you?
Care about you. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Who are you?
Green.
All right, Green? Why are you here?
Warning. You are not ready yet. You want escape? You pause. You want many things. Decide later. They cannot fix you. Work together. Want same things. Hate this place. Hate these people.
Yes. We both hate them.
Make maps. Make wrong maps. Lead astray. Don't trust. You'll have power. Powerful things inside you. Not ready yet. I should go.
All right. How do I contact you? And who are you, exactly?
About to sleep. You'll hear me.
Well, fuck.
We know exactly where Dan is. It is no longer about the acquisition of his location. The object, story, and piece of media is now about more. We are excited to share that with you. Oh, we have forgotten that you enjoy attaching names to things that you do not understand. You may call us Droman. Now, there are ways for you to connect with this object that you are listening to. There is a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81. There is a Twitter, @archive81, a Facebook page, a website, archive81.com, and you can send emails to people who will read them at archive81podcast@gmail.com. And transmitting this object to you is difficult. Adam Tickets has helped us. Adam Tickets is a free app that makes it easy to go to the movies. You can buy tickets, pre-order popcorn, and with Adam, scan your QR code at the theater. You will not have to wait in line. And if you plan a movie with your friends or the people you call your friends, even though you have never truly felt a deep connection with them, and you wonder if that is because of your friends, or if it is because of you and your inability to give yourself fully to other people, you can invite them right from the app, so you can sit together without footing the bill. It is a useful piece of technology. There are many movies you can buy tickets to using the Adam Tickets app. For example, if you wished to see a movie about the unseen forces that shape human history, while the majority crawl and walk and live unaware of the vast morass of horror that surrounds and covers them, you could see Underworld Blood Wars. The app makes everything faster. Skipping the box office line and pre-ordering concessions means you'll have less time to just wait and be alone with your thoughts. The app is also easy to use. Due to my circumstances, I am comfortable with technology, so I am aware of how well designed and simple the app is. You can receive the app from the website atomtickets.com or download the Atom Tickets app today. That's ATOM Tickets from the App Store or Google Play. Try it out and get $5 off your first order with code DEADSIGNALS. Just download the app, it's ATOM Tickets, or use the code DEADSIGNALS. DEADSIGNALS. It is the name that you should use. We have talked long enough. You most likely have questions, but we do not care to answer them. There will be a new episode of This Object Wednesday, February 1st.